Our assignment for this morning was to remember, talk about something from the sermon that we thought about this week. And one thing that stuck out to me is how Brother David said about happiness and wisdom and humility, how they're just some things that people seek after, spend their whole lives chasing after them. But if we do that, we might have it for a little bit and we think, yeah, we've got it now, but that's not how it is. They're just things that come with focusing on following the Lord. And one thing, we went to the street Friday night, and it was just something to see all them people out there trying to, you know, have an exciting night or whatever. And they might, you know, have some excitement or feel like they're happy for a little bit, but that's not where it really is.
I like what David said about humility. It's not something that we get to the point where we've reached humility and now we have it, we can just hold on to it. He said, life doesn't really work that way. Life is every day choosing to do what's right, and your humility will show in that. And that goes for other things other than humility, like faith or showing love to those around you. You just, it's not something that you get and then you hold on to. It's every day choosing to do what's right.
I thought about what David was saying about the cat with the laser, and that's how the world really is, with people trying to seek after happiness or anything that they're trying to attain. As soon as they see a goal in the future and they work towards that, and as soon as they get there, that it's just not what they thought it was. And I think in daily life, I've noticed that whenever I spend the day doing all my favorite things I like to do, all my favorite pastimes, by the end of the day, I don't feel happy about that near as much as when I've spent the day doing things I don't really want to do, but the things that I know I should be doing, helping others, working hard, and other things like that. So I thought that was neat.
I appreciate how Brother David talked to us young men, and he said how it's up to us younger generations, or our generation, to take the blessings we've been given and, you know, make, you know, bear fruit with them, and not just get tied down worrying all about, you know, creating our own lives, doing what we want to do. And, you know, but he talked about how a lot of our parents were actually leaving the security they had, you know, when they got to mature age, they had to make decisions to leave the security that they had, and not just, they weren't just building up their, you know, their lives and trying to be successful, but they had to make some real decisions and take some, you know, some not easy, well, take some risks and make some decisions that weren't easy. And so that was just an encouragement to us.
One thing he talked about was how we need to believe in spiritual things and not so much in physical things that we can actually see. And here in Ephesians 6:12, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces, that the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places." So we need to believe in the spiritual things, because that's what actually lasts.
Last week, Brother David talked about humility, how
someone who's humble. They won't be worried about what other people think, like other people. They won't be worried about other people noticing them being humble. But some people, they talk to other people about, like, when they humbled themselves, or now that they're humble, they're just a different person. But a humble person, they're just not worried about that.
You can't store up wisdom and faith for the future, but you need faith for today. David said we don't fight in flesh and blood, but spirit. David said that our battle is with the kingdom of darkness, and some people are fighting it with their flesh.
Ephesians 6:11.